America Network News Business. I'm Andy Hoosier. Election coverage here as we wrap up with polls closing here across the state of Kansas as we have some big races all over the state of Kansas, both with candidates and issues across the board. We'll see how the election turnout was tonight along with some of the results. We'll cover that right here with the Mid-America Network News. Starting off, as we don't have any election numbers yet, but as the polls begin to close, we do have some big races to look forward to tonight, including House Districts 1, 2, 3, and 4. With the congressional seat, Tracy Mann, the Republican incumbent in the big first district on the western part of the state, takes on James Beard, the Democrat challenger in that House District number one, in that big red one. House District number two, it's been a hard race between Jake LaTurner and Patrick Schmidt, with Republican former state treasurer and now Congressman Jake LaTurner taking on that Democrat challenger there. A big race out in the third district on the eastern portion of Kansas as the incumbent Democrat Sharice Davids is challenged with two different candidates, Republican challenger Amanda Adkins and Stephen Ho, and the 4th District in the South Central Kansas with Congressman Ron Estes, the Republican, and that Democrat challenger, Bob Hernandez. Obviously, all eyes are on the governor's race today, with Democrat challenger Laura Kelly is being challenged by Derek Schmidt, that Republican and Attorney General, followed by the independent candidate Dennis Pyle and Seth Cordell, the Libertarian. All eyes are on there. Plus, big races across the state of Kansas with legislative seats, constitutional amendments. We'll have it all right here with the Mid-America Network